Historically, black colleges are known for their marching bands. They're often competitive, and students may be recruited and sometimes offered scholarships to join. In Nashville, Fisk University's marching band was a little-known secret in the 1970s. It didn't last long or have the same impact as bands at other HBCUs. But now, in the middle of the pandemic, Fisk is reviving the Marching Bulldogs. Damon Mitchell of member station WPLN has this story.
About a dozen musicians march in a socially distanced formation with masks hanging around their necks. They're part of the Fisk University Marching Bulldog Band. Marvellous Brown is the assistant band director.
We're going to run through it one time, 100%.
Brown has been at the forefront of revamping the Marching Bulldogs after a decades-long hiatus.
Everything got to start somewhere. Although this school has been around, the band hasn't always been here. And so starting back over is going to be some work, but I mean, I'm here for the ride.
Fisk is a small school with a relatively big name. It's set fundraising records in recent years, and enrollment is up, but money is still tight. The band is looking for donations. But that feeling of having to grind it out is a motivator for French horn trumpet player Jay Patterson. He actually doesn't mind the idea of a hard knock rebuild.
It's just something special about like starting something, claiming it for yourself. I just really want to be a part of that process of it growing from the day one.
Patterson is from Georgia. He spent the past few months learning a mix of dance routines and decades-old music hits. There are certain songs that put a big smile on Patterson's face.
Ooh, I really feel that way about a lot of them. Like just minor parts of the show. I love I've Been Searching. I love playing it, just getting into the groove. And of course, The Butt.
The Butt is the 1988 single by Washington, D.C. funk band Experience Unlimited. The beat energizes the band and takes them to an arm-swinging, leg-jerking dance break. Bands are somewhat of an identity for black colleges. Even when schools don't have a football team, it's something that helps put them on the map. But that isn't the only reason Fisk is reviving their nearly forgotten Marching Bulldogs. The band says it's also about building on the legacy of the famed a cappella group Fisk Jubilee Singers, who have been recognized for preserving black spirituals. That's been challenging to do, especially when it comes to recruiting students when the world-renowned Tennessee State University Aristocrat of Bands is basically down the street.
Fisk, you know, can kind of be on the down low a little bit.
Aaron Allen plays the alto saxophone for the Bulldogs.
My dad played alto sax. My cousin, Sean, he played alto sax in Grambling's band. My mom was in the band. My granny was in the band. My nana was in the band. Music is just in my blood.
Allen says the Fisk Marching Band reminds her of the music program at her Oklahoma City High School, where she was the first freshman female drum major. The opportunity to be a part of history again is what attracted her to Fisk, instead of an HBCU with a more established band.
The fact that I can be a part of a legacy, that just holds so much more weight to me.
That's why Allen says it's been worth the stress of starting up a band during the pandemic. She's been waking up extra early, juggling classes, and fighting through mandatory quarantines.
It really was a struggle. People are scared, you know, didn't want to come on campus and catch corona. So it was a lot.
And with the semester now over, the band is taking a much-needed break. Allen says they look forward to performing at basketball games, parades, and events throughout the community when the pandemic finally settles. For Here and Now, I'm Damon Mitchell in Nashville.